Joining us on the line is Gary Shapiro, who wants to have some things to say about the district government and their plan to limit what you can do with your own property. And here's what it's all about. It all has to do with, you know, Airbnb rentals in the district. The district government believes that the system is being abused in some way, and they're trying to put limits on how often you may rent your house out through Airbnb. A lot of people do it. A lot of people count on the income. Gary, tell us a little bit about what your concern is here and why you think this is a bad idea.
Well, thank you, Brian and Mary. One D.C. council member, Kenyon McDuffie, has introduced legislation which had a big hearing yesterday, and basically it would restrict dramatically the ability of D.C. residents to use their property and share it with other people and make money from it. It's kind of the principle upon which our country was formed. You can do what you want with what you own, whether it's your car, driving an Uber, or renting it out on Airbnb and other services. And it's in the hotel lobby is pushing this. They view this as a threat. You know, we had a big event in Washington a few weeks ago, and hotel rooms cost over $1,000 a night.
Wow.
So a lot of our people coming from out of town, they didn't come. We tried to say, look at Airbnb, look at other alternatives, and some of them did. But what they have now, the truth is, this doesn't even affect the hotel corridor for the most part. These are, go to Airbnb's website, and you'll see that it's all over D.C. And these are people that go there, they're renting out a room for the most part, not their whole place, and they're just trying to make their mortgage. Most of the Airbnb renter, people who rent out their properties, are what they're doing is they're just trying to make their mortgage. My brother did the same thing with Airbnb. And what it also does is it gets people to spend money all throughout the district, because 60% of the spending by those people that come here is in the neighborhood that they're staying in. And I think that benefits all D.C. businesses, and they pay sales tax throughout D.C.
Now, have there been problems? Is there a history of problems with people renting, using Airbnb, using these homes that have precipitated this?
If they are, they're very minor. I've been an Airbnb user many times throughout the United States to take my family to places like New York City and L.A. at a reasonable cost. And if there are problems, the biggest problem that I've ever heard about is, you know, there's people coming and going and there's noise for the neighbors. But there's already laws that deal with those things, and that is not the problem that people are talking about. This is the hotel lobby trying to say, we don't want any competition. We're charging up to $1,000 a night, and people shouldn't have a choice. But if you go to the websites for these Airbnb and other services, you'll see they're talking $50 a day, $100 a day, things like that. And by the way, they pay all the taxes that the hotels pay. So it's not even a matter of a level playing field. What it's a matter of, as literally scores of people testified yesterday, D.C. residents who rent out their a bedroom or their place testified, is they just want to make some extra money from the property they own. And this one D.C. council member is trying to shut that down for no reason that I could figure out. There's some allegation, oh, this raises prices for everyone because people are investing in real estate to rent it out on Airbnb. That's frankly an absurd argument created by the hotel lobby, and it's simply not true.
Well, I mean, I think their argument is, the idea, and I don't agree with it, but I mean, just for devil's advocate's sake, the argument is that some people are buying houses and buying condos and that kind of stuff simply to rent out, and that they're sort of abusing the system because it also makes the housing market tighter because those houses are not available for purchase for people who want to live in the district.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in San Francisco, which is much more expensive than D.C. to live in, the same argument was made, and the voters in San Francisco voted to allow Airbnb to stay overwhelmingly.
Right.
And that's, you would think, one of the most liberal cities in the world would take a different position because that's the argument about affordable housing. That affordable housing argument is a made-up argument, and there's no evidence at all to support it.
And it doesn't make sense to me that someone would buy a condo in the D.C. area, which is expensive, just so they could rent it out for $100 a day, when they can probably make more by renting it, if they want to rent it out to a full-time leaser, a full-time tenant, for several thousand dollars a month, and have that guaranteed full-time tenant. It's probably much easier to do that.
And a lot less hassle. You're totally right about that. A lot of these, most of these overwhelmingly are shared. You're sharing a room in someone's place. And it's also for a lot of people that are maybe living alone. It's a social thing. They meet people from all over the world. They welcome them. They talk about the culture. This is a shared experience that a lot of these places have. Some of them, certainly, you can rent the full amount, but only 2% of the Airbnb listings in D.C. are entire homes. So we're talking about renting out rooms, and that's what they want to shut down with this one D.C. council member
yeah.
because of the hotel lobby. It's absolutely absurd. And if anyone cares about it, they should contact their D.C. council members, or they can go to our website, cti.tech/DC home. That's cti.tech.
I think you have your finger on it absolutely here, Gary, because I'm reading here that between 2015 and 2016, the number of online rentals went up 38%. Now, if I'm sitting over here and I got a big hotel room with 1,000 rooms in my big hotel, and somebody has a cheaper alternative just down the block where they can rent a room, or two or three people can get together, as we did when we went to Philadelphia for the convention and rent an entire house, what you find is that those people are the hotels are losing business. They're freaked out by it, aren't they?
I don't know if they're really losing that much business, honestly, because like a lot of times, most of the time, the D.C. hotels are sold out. They're charging very high prices, and they're making a lot of money. Who's benefiting, frankly, is not only the people who come here and the people who rent it out, but also the D.C. city government is getting a tremendous amount of additional tax revenue because those who rent it out pay taxes they're supposed to pay under the law to the D.C. government, and there's additional people coming to D.C. that are paying, buying food, buying things, going to bars.
Oh, I don't think the district is losing out. I think the hotels are losing out.
It's hard to see when they're sold out at 100% yeah. most of the time.
Mm. Well, absolutely. And this, the other thing, everybody thinks Airbnb, but there's also other sites like
right.
Vacation Rental by
right.
Owner, VRBO, which we've used. You want to go on vacation somewhere. You go, oh, let's go to Washington, D.C. for the week. We'll go to the Smithsonian. We'll see all the tourist sites. Oh, I could be paying several hundred dollars a night for a hotel. Or I can rent a home or a condo, the entire thing, on one of these sites and pay far less. But yet I'm still going to be spending my money. So I'm a big fan of letting me do with my home as I
exactly.
choose to do with my home. I'm paying taxes on it. If I want to allow a total stranger to have a room in my house, well, that's on me.
Yeah.
If I want to let a total stranger rent my entire home, that's on me. And the government telling me who, you know, the people to whom I can and cannot have in my home is ridiculous.
Yeah, listen, ultimately, I think you're right about that. Gary, listen, thank you so much. Yeah, we really appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. And it's something we're going to continue to follow here on Mornings of the Mall as the district council weighs what they should do about. They should do nothing. Leave it alone.